Across Vermont and the country, one of the clear effects of the COVID-19 pandemic has been empty shelves in grocery stores and supermarkets. Now, researchers at UVM are putting out an online survey to try and gather data on how the coronavirus is affecting food systems around the state and also the specific impacts on those who are food insecure. The principal investigator is Meredith Niles. She's an assistant professor in UVM's Nutrition and Food Sciences Department and a fellow in the Gund Institute for Environment. She joins us on the line. And Meredith, thank you so much for speaking with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mitch, for having me.
So first of all, why is this survey so critical right now?
We started to see some of the food system impacts of the coronavirus even before we saw the coronavirus here in Vermont. What we're also hearing is that our food system is really disrupted as a result of the coronavirus. So, for example, we know that some of our social assistance programs have been disrupted, school meal programs, for example. But we also know that people might be changing what they're buying or how they're purchasing food, as well as how they might engage with local food systems as well.
And how are you conducting this survey? Because I'm curious about how you'll know if enough people are responding to it to get accurate data.
So the survey is an online survey. Anyone in Vermont can go and take it if they're over the age of 17, so 18 and over. The survey is at coronavirusfoodsurvey.com. And really, we're doing it online in part because we have to. We are not allowed to conduct research with people in person right now, and sending out mail surveys and working through that process is too complicated. But I also think the online nature is appropriate for the current situation because it allows us to look at our data in real time and then to be able to get it out quickly to decision makers and policymakers.
And what kind of questions are you asking?
We're asking people about how their food purchasing has changed or if it has changed, how people are obtaining food in terms of transportation they might be using, grocery stores versus delivery versus CSAs. And we're also asking about their perceptions of food and coronavirus, including concerns or worries that they have about being able to obtain enough food or being able to have safe food supplies. And then we're also asking about, you know, some different demographics, including people's experience with coronavirus, if they themselves have been diagnosed or know someone who has, as well as their employment situation. So we know that many people have lost their jobs, and we're trying to understand how that might be affecting people's food security or food purchasing behaviors.
Is there a number that you would like to see as far as people responding to give you a sense that you're getting to enough people, that enough people are seeing this survey and responding to it to give you the information you need to help?
Sure. Well, we know from a statistical perspective, it would be great if we could have more than 1,000 responses, and that would enable us to really look at the data in complicated, nuanced ways to understand how different types of populations might be affected. We'd have enough people to run that analysis. So I think if we had more than 1,000 people, we'd feel really confident about our capacity to do that. And I'm very grateful to both of my collaborators at UVM, Farrell Burtman and Emily Morgan, as well as all of our state agencies, nonprofit organizations, and industry partners who have helped us disseminate the survey. And what we're seeing so far with our responses is that it is going out statewide. We have responses from every county, and we would love to have more.
And what do you plan to do with these results?
Our goal is within the next several weeks to actually release the first round of results. And we're hoping that that will provide our congressional delegation, our state agencies, nonprofit organizations like the Vermont Food Bank with data they might need to actually respond to this crisis right now. But I also think that a lot of the information we're going to gather might help us think about re-envisioning food systems moving forward to make sure that Vermont's food system is resilient and able to withstand something like this in the future.
It sounds like you're saying that if there's any silver lining to come out of all of this, it is getting food to people who need it and solving food insecurity, which was a problem before this pandemic even hit.
That's right. It might give us a lot of exciting information about what Vermont's food system could do in the future. You know, I'm hearing from farmers that I work with in my research that they are overwhelmed. You know, the local food economy right now is actually thriving in many ways, and many farmers are sold out of their products in a time where we know that many people might be suffering, especially dairy farmers. So what can we learn, especially from that perspective as well, about why and how people wanted to choose the food as they did, and how our agricultural system can respond to that as well.
Meredith Niles is an assistant professor in UVM's Nutrition and Food Sciences Department. Meredith, if I could have you give that online survey address one more time.
Sure. It's all lowercase and all one word, coronavirusfoodsurvey.com.
And once this interview is published online, we will have a link to that as well at vpr.org. Meredith Niles, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much, Mitch.